This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Big day on the program. Coming up a little bit later on, the big German is in Dublin. We're trying to find a studio there to do our show. So we will find out at the same time if we're able to do our show over there at the end of August. We were going to go over Notre Dame and Navy football game. We wanted to do a couple of shows over there. Got some surprises, some guests lined up. And all we're waiting for is the go-ahead from the big German who will join us from the streets of Dublin. We don't know what the word is yet because he's over there checking out facilities. But we are trying. I told you the last couple of years we've tried to go over there to Dublin, do our show, and we decided if we go, we're going to do three shows and then go to the Notre Dame-Navy game. What could go wrong? Dan Entz and myself on the streets of Dublin for a few days. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. This hour brought to you by the great folks at Discover Credit Cards. They do something really amazing. Cash back from trips and restaurants all doubled. So if we do go to Dublin, I can use my Discover credit card and get all of that double. All the cash back that I've earned will be automatically doubled. You can see terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match.
You're bringing your Discover credit card to Dublin, are you, Dan?
Oh, get ready. Oh, boy.
Get ready.
It's unofficial. Unofficial.
I just keep hearing the word official.
No. There's an un in front of the official.
We are turd time to Dublin.
Turdy turd. Yeah, turdy turd. I've been to Dublin. Paulie's been to Dublin. Seton's been to Dublin. Yeah. Marvin and Fritzy have not. Okay.
Have not.
All right.
The world's pub.
Yeah.
Wow. Get ready. That's a good line.
Get ready. I think I stole that from Bono.
He referred to
Dublin as the world's pub.
Okay.
Love it.
Does Bono still have a hotel? He and the Edge downtown? Yes, Paul.
Yeah, it's called the Clarence. It's on the other side of the river, the north side of the river. It's a cool, hip hotel.
Let's stay there.
The Clarence.
Yeah. Did I just say the Edge? Isn't he just Edge?
I think he's just Edge. Okay. No, you know what? He might be the Edge.
I think I go by the.
I think he goes by the.
Okay. But he's Bono, not the Bono.
He's not the Bono, okay. No. No, he is officially the Edge.
The Edge.
Yes.
Okay.
So you don't get confused with other Edges.
Yes.
like the Ohio State.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, David. It's The Edge.
It's The Edge.
At what point do you decide to rename yourself The Edge?
His mom calls him The Edge. I don't think she calls him by his first name, David. And Bono, do his kids call him Bono? Because his name is Paul. Yeah, Paul.
I like it. I don't want my lead singer being named like Marv, you know, like
Whoa!
Michael.
Whoa! Marvin Gaye.
Can you imagine a lead singer being named Marvin?
Marvin? Wow.
What a dumb name
Shots
that is.
Fired 4 minutes in.
Or Paul.
Yeah.
Isn't that Bono's real first name, Paul?
Yeah, Paul Hewitt.
Yeah, Paul Hewitt's not leading the biggest band in the world.
Little band called the Beatles.
Whoa!
Yeah, let's go, Marvin.
Who are you referring to?
Let's go, Marvin.
Yeah. Who is this Paul McCartney you're talking about here?
I need a nickname.
Yeah.
He goes, I mean, can you imagine having Franklin?
Oh, we're off to a rousing start, aren't we?
Okay, we're already fighting like a bunch of swashbuckling Irish.
I'm going to catch a little backhand over here.
Oh, he's after me, Lucky Charms.
Rolling around like a bag of kittens on the deck of a sailboat.
What movie is that?
Are we allowed to drink on the air in Ireland?
Yeah, technically. I think if you mean on the air on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's...
I have to tell the audience that we're drinking?
From what I recall about my FCC training, in all seriousness, I think we have to alert the audience that we are drinking during the show, and then it is okay.
Oh. As opposed to now, where we don't tell them that we're drinking on the show.
Correct.
See what I did with that, Todd?
That was nice. That was
okay.
Nice. Don't before it's coming, Don.
Don't they drink on the Today Show? Hoda Kotb, they still had that like final hour where they're just inebriated.
I don't get loose.
I don't watch that show. When Kathy Lee was on there.
Yeah, they were like totally out of it. Yeah. Steamed.
Well, I don't know if they were out of it.
They seemed a little buzzed. Yeah.
They're totally
least.
Out of it. Like they got hammered in the 9 o'clock hour.
Hey, what's the weather? Oh, my God.
No, they did not sound like that. They were just getting a little... They gave the presentation. They were getting a little loose in the third hour. All right, we'll have a poll question. Play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Congratulations to LSU, routing Florida to win the national championship. And, but I tell you what, LSU brought a crowd. That's now the fourth consecutive national champion from the SEC. Mississippi, Mississippi State, and Vanderbilt. And LSU is your national champ. Still not embracing the bing,
ooh.
Bing, bing. Because if you just listen and don't watch the game, it feels like every bing is going to be a home run. And sometimes it's a dribbler down the line. But the games were exciting. It was fun, and it means something to the SEC. That's why they put forth great baseball teams, because it matters to them. And not every other, you know, place in the country or leagues, conferences, you know, they don't have the pro sports, so that's their baseball team there, and they certainly back them. And those are great players. And it's rare to have maybe the top three draft picks playing in the College World Series, because normally they're coming out of high school. Timmy Kirchin, who covers baseball for the Mothership, will join us a little bit later on. Seton, what's poll question we're going to start out with in hour one?
Well, why don't we start right there, Dan? We could start with aluminum bats in college baseball. Love them, hate them. Because I can't tell if I love them, but there's something unique about it. And like you said, that sound, it does sound like every time somebody like, oh, dude, he got a hold of that one, and it's a pop-up, you know, back behind the plate.
There's something about when you hear the ball hit a wooden bat. And I know this is supposed to be cost-efficient by having aluminum bats in college. I get that. But there's something about the ball hitting a wooden bat where you know that that sounds like that's a knock into the gap or a home run. You don't mistake that for, oh, yeah, it's a pop-up. With the ping, you're not quite sure. So I'm not sold on it, but I'm old school. But I understand why they have metal bats, aluminum bats. But there's a whole lot of offense there. I don't know how much you attribute that to the aluminum bats. Yes, Seton.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how much do you think that offensive production would drop if they used wooden bats?
I don't know. Maybe Tim Kirchin will run some numbers there to let us know. But I would think that it does add some kind of offensive firepower there. With it. Have you ever used an aluminum bat? I mean, I've only used them in softball. I never used them in baseball. But it feels like you get a little bit more of a... thump out of it. A little bit more distance there. Yes, Paulie.
Is there any downside for the college baseball player transitioning to minor leagues, going from metal bats, aluminum bats, to a wood bat? Or is it minor, do you think?
Well, you still have to put the bat on the ball, right, whether it's aluminum or not. But I don't know if there's a false sense of greatness there that you have. Like, man, I got power here. And then you get to the minors and you're like, I got warning track power. Yes.
That transition from college to minor league baseball is sort of unique, because that other sports, it hands right off almost like a baton from college football right into the NFL, from college basketball right into the NBA. In college baseball, you go into obscurity for a handful of years and then come back out. And it's like, oh, is that guy from Mississippi State?
Yeah. Oh, didn't he pitch for Vanderbilt? Yeah, because imagine if Bryce Young had to go play some other place, like in Europe for 2 years, or the XFL for 2 years, and then be able to go to Carolina Panthers. You'd be like, oh, that's right, he played at Alabama. I mean, baseball misses the, hey, I just got through winning the World Series, now I'm going to get called up by the Phillies. Doesn't happen. And imagine if you're 21 or 22, and then you got to go to the minors, and that it's rare at a high school, certainly. But even, you know, even last night, imagine you just won the World Series, and then it's you gotta go down to Double A. You're going down to Durham, but you'll be back up in a year or so. I don't know why there's that kind of transition. There's that big of a transition, and I don't know if it's just tradition, but we'll talk to Tim Kirchen about that. But so the poll question is, bing.
Yeah, aluminum bats, love them, hate them.
There. Mm-hmm. All right. 877-3DP show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. And if you haven't downloaded the app, please do so. And our radio affiliates around the country. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Let's see. Anything else that needs to be mentioned?
We're going to Dublin, Danny.
No, not yet. We don't know that yet. By the way, I do have the odds for Navy and Notre Dame, just in case.
Oh, I like you're all in here.
I have the over-under, and I have the point spread for Navy and Notre Dame.
What, just in case we're going? We don't know. I mean, just in case.
I had our research department, Picture Day Ray, do some work. By the way, happy birthday to Picture Day Ray.
Yay! Happy birthday.
Yay. Yeah. We called him Picture Day Ray because he took his hat off and then he kind of slicked down his hair. And it looked like, you know, when you get your first picture in high school, you was parted down
like,
the side.
Was that for like the Emmys or something?
Yeah.
Like it came all cleaned up without a hat on?
Yeah.
Like it was Picture Day.
Yeah, Picture Day Ray. And he had it part and, you know, slicked down. You know, where your mom licks her fingers It's like Picture Day Ray.
Love it.
So Picture Day Ray is he's in the back. If you're watching on Peacock, he's all the way in the back. It's him and Rob back there. He's the one doing the waving. Happy birthday, Ray. Hip, hip, hooray.
Hooray.
All right. Here you go. I love the back room, guys. Ireland trip odds. Navy. What do you think the over-under is? Navy against Notre Dame in Dublin. Yes, Paul.
Well, all I know is I'm betting on Navy for the first half cover.
Oh.
If my history plays well.
Okay. Navy plus 20 against Notre Dame. And the over-under is at 49. If we go to Dublin. Just letting you know.
Just if.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
49.5? 49?
No, 49. Oh. That's it. 49. Yeah. I'm trying to... What stadium are they playing at? Because there's Croak Stadium, and it's Croke. I think they have a lot of concerts there. But I don't... Is it a soccer stadium that they play at?
It's at Aviva Stadium in Dublin.
Okay.
They're calling it a week zero game. It's August 26th, 7:30 local time.
Oh, no. That's going to get old. If we go, that's going to get old for this audience.
Can they refuse us?
Can they?
Three of us are Irish.
I don't know. I have global entry, so I think I'm pretty
clear?
Good.
You got the clear?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Notre Dame, it's the Aer Lingus College Football Series in Dublin. They've been doing this a couple of years. They had a Northwestern game last year with Notre Dame.
Is there Florida State next year?
Yeah, I think it's Florida State. I got to check it.
Can we still do our Irish accent next year, even though it's not Notre Dame? It's still Dublin.
Yes, yeah, right? Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just getting make sure.
Oh, this place is gorgeous. It's called Aviva Stadium. Yeah. It's got a big opening.
Hmm.
Beautiful.
Okay.
What are the concessions like over there?
What are the concessions like, Danny?
Yeah. You get like soup? What do you get?
I don't know. Do you get like mutton or do you get like
nice mutton?
Oh, you throw it over your shoulder?
I don't know.
Mutton.
I know.
Mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
Who's had mutton before? Yeah. I begrudgingly had it. There's a steakhouse in New York that special, a Keen Steakhouse in New York. Mutton.
Is there a guy going through the stands going, get your mutton? like hitting
get
the
your mutton right here.
Just flips it. It's wrapped in tin foil. Flips it like a hot dog. Yeah. Or something.
Like a helmet of mutton.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of concessions they're going to have there. Shepherd's pie.
They don't have mutton helmet though. They're doing it wrong.
Mutton helmet.
We'll bring the mutton helmet.
That was my nickname in high school.
Yeah,
mutton helmet.
Obvious reason.
Yes. Hey. All righty. Let's we settle on our poll question. We'll get to phone calls and we'll find out in the final hour. But the big German is there. Downtown Dublin, checking out the sights and sounds, and hopefully we'll get the go-ahead to be able to take the show over there at the end of August. We'll take a break here. Just getting started on the program. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Traeger Grill. You know what? Do we bring Traeger with us?
Yes.
Do we bring our Traeger grills over there?
Get that mutton right there on the grill.
You know what? How about we check and see if Chad wants to bring some Traegers over there?
Like on a ship? Like do we have a cargo ship?
No, I think they have Traeger grills in Ireland.
Like a little local Ace Hardware?
An Arse Hardware.
Do a little like corned beef or something?
Ooh, man.
Braised.
That would be good.
Arse is a place with a friendly
Hardware thing. All right, so. A
little leg of lamb.
Yeah, Traeger grill over there, fired up, have some food. That would be great. Traeger.com. You can see what's cooking in the Traeger hood, and they have all kinds of recipe inspirations there. The all-new Ironwood is great, loaded with new features there, and it is ready to go. You want to have a great summer? Well, we grill all year round, but Traeger.com, T-R-A-E-G-E-R, and see what's cooking in the Traeger hood. Don't forget, use DP Show at checkout for free shipping. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of Dan Patrick Show. There was an announcement yesterday. I don't want to bore you with it, maybe just give you the headlines, but the PGA Tour and the Public Investment Fund, the Saudi Tour, the LIV Tour, they're trying to finalize things. And you'll notice that it's going to be referred to as the Public Investment Fund. They're trying to separate the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour and the Saudis. It'll be the Public Investment Fund. And I think they're doing their best to kind of calm everybody's nerves that we're still going to have the PGA Tour. Jay Monahan will still be the commissioner, at least technically. I just know the Saudis have a guy who is the chairman, and it feels like the chairman is more important than the commissioner. Feels like the chairman could fire the commissioner. But I think the Saudis want to have Jay Monahan still in there because it maybe provides a little bit of calm here that everything's good. You know, you still have the face of the PGA Tour, the commissioner, Jay Monahan, he's there. Meanwhile, the Saudis, it feels like, are running this. But I think the LIV Tour is going to die here over the next 2 years. Then you're going to have, if players want to play on the PGA Tour, will they pay their penance? They may have to pay a fine to be able to go back on the PGA Tour. Now, this is what's weird. They're going to get fined for leaving the PGA Tour. Who is going to collect? Will it be the Public Investment Fund? So the Saudis, who gave them the money, are then going to get money back? Does the PGA Tour get this? I'm not quite sure. But now Congress is involved in this. But it feels like they're going to do their best to pacify Congress. Nobody wants to open up their books. And let's see if we can move on and the PGA Tour becomes a better place for all involved. And we bring happiness back to golf. Yes, Paulie.
You should work for them, man, with that. You could do PR. Yeah, I read through it, and like you said, it's
I have to be better than Bryson DeChambeau. I'm going to go right. I'm going to say that right up front. I'm better than him when it comes to PR for the.
If you read through this framework agreement, there's almost nothing about golf. There's nothing really that the golf fan can sink their teeth into. There's some words about the parties share the common goal of creating a global golf partnership. The word "global" is thrown around a lot. I'm really curious if in 3 years from now, there's a lot fewer PGA Tour events in America and a lot more global PGA Tour events.
Well,
seems obvious.
I think you got to, they're increasing the prize money, which is important. I don't know if they're going to make, there's going to be a mandatory, you must play in these events, this number of events. I don't know what happens with the players who were on LIV Tour and want to be on the PGA Tour full time. How much is the fine that they're going to have to pay? I mean, it could be millions of dollars. Because they made millions of dollars to leave and disrupt the PGA Tour, can you make them give back their signing bonuses? I have no idea. But it feels like they've tried to smooth this over a little bit. Nobody said much publicly about this. Greg Norman hasn't said much. Jay Monahan is going through some type of medical issue. It feels like all's quiet here on the Western Front. You know, Rory's not saying anything. Just feels like, okay, guys, let's not say anything. Let's get through the majors, get through the British Open. Let's play the fall schedule, and then we'll come back next year, and everything will be great. Yes, Eden.
Do you think maybe there's a world where they break the tours into seasons almost, and there's more of like a domestic time of year and an international time of year, something like that?
I guess anything's possible. I think they want to do teams. I think they still want to have some of that. Maybe adopt a little bit of the LIV Tour, but play 72 holes, not 54 holes.
That seemed to be one of the big things that was speculated or came out around that the announcement was that there would be more team play.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if we're really interested in. I mean, it's okay. We have a couple of those events, but they don't feel like they're real events. It's like, oh, okay, that guy's paired with that guy. Oh, they're buddies. Okay. Oh, they're really good. I just want to see regular golf, golf that means something, have the majors, and you play 72 holes. You don't need shorts, cigars, sombreros, and loud music. You don't need any of that. All we need is regular golf. That's all I'm asking for. Whoever wants to play, great. If you don't, then you can find another tour to play on. That's all. If you want to make the PGA Tour better, great. I'm all for that. But LIV did not go, their incentives, their motivation was not to help make the PGA Tour better. It was to dismantle it. And I think the PGA Tour is still going to hold them accountable for that. They wanted to dismantle it and then take it over. But as I said from the outset, the two could not coexist, that eventually they had to come back and find some kind of landing spot that was good for both. I don't know if they're finding that yet, but it feels like there's calm after the storm. Yes, Paul.
Would you guys be in favor of the new PGA Tour having a secondary tour, remember that DP Tour, whatever it's called, or whatever the new version be called, and make it just like European relegation with soccer, and the three worst golfers of the season, everyone plays every event, the three worst golfers of the season, whatever format, go down, and the three best go up to drive interest in that secondary tour?
Yeah, but then you might have to move to Europe. Yeah, well, if you live in Florida and you play on the DP Tour, you travel the tour.
That'd be a good
in Europe.
That'd be a good TV show. Show the guy, hey, honey, we got to move to Europe.
Yeah, that ain't happening. So you couldn't relegate players, because if you live in Florida, then all of a sudden, you know, you're traveling to all of these different places over there. You're going to Germany. You're going to Italy. You're going to Ireland. You know, probably Southeast Asia, Australia. I mean, that's a tough tour. DP Tour, you travel. And it's not always first class for those guys. So that came out yesterday, and it's just something to keep an eye on. Yes, Eden.
That was definitely the kind of thing, though. I don't know. I hate to admit, but like, I saw it, and the writing was so small. I was like, somebody gave me the Cliff Notes. I'm not reading through this crap.
Yeah. Well, when you go back, when that announcement first came out, it was like, LIV and PGA Tour merge. And then you're like, oh, and then you looked at the press release and it was all fine print. And I go, yeah, maybe somebody will translate this.
I'm no lawyer.
Yeah, I can't do this.
Parsing this.
Yeah. I think they put it out that way so people wouldn't read it, wouldn't read the fine print. They're like, hey, everything's good, huh? LIV Tour, PGA Tour. Yeah.
Headlines.
All right. How about some phone calls in here? Izzy in Portland leads us off. Hi, Iz. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mr. Dan Patrick, guys. How you doing? This is Izzy at 510-195. So a couple things. One, recommendations in Dublin. I lived there 30 years ago. My son was born there. Actually, Andreas from Austin, who's called into the show, was born there. So he's got his Irish passport. Breakfast, Hatch and Sons, right across from St. Stephen's Green. Great Irish breakfast. Love it. And if you keep going down the street there, you go down Lower Bagot Street, go to O'Donohue's. Great pub. Great little area there. I would avoid Temple Bar. That's just for the tourists. So go where the locals go.
All right. Thank you, Izzy. Yeah, Seton's writing down any recommendations. Now, once again,
I got a map already going.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to share it with you guys.
Okay. But we have an hour and a half before we find out the official word if we're going to Dublin. So this is in real time that the big German is there and he's going to say yay or nay. He looked at some buildings yesterday and we weren't able to broadcast from there. We're looking to get something that says Ireland. Yeah, has the look of it, the feel of it, and then we're heading over if we can. And if not, then we'll work on it for next year. Yes, Paul.
Dan, I've been to O'Donohue's in Dublin. You'll like it. It's like a pub on one side, a middle breezy open area, and then a music area on the other side.
Mm.
Got roughed up there.
Mm, you did?
Yeah.
Well, plus, here's the other thing. Our show would be on from 2 in the afternoon until 5.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
That is perfect. That's a throwback to the ESPN days.
Oh, when I used to do 1 to 4.
Sleep in the morning and go out all night.
Oh, could you imagine? We get in, we can walk to the show. We do from 2 to 5. We get out the door at 5:30. I got a pint in my hand at 5:35.
Nobody.
Yes, Mark.
Yes.
Where's the closest tattoo parlor?
Why, are you getting one?
Oh, no, because in Scottsdale, night one, a couple of the BRGs got tattoos.
Oh.
So I'm already worried.
You know, I don't even know who's going over. I don't know how many people that I would take over.
Oh, dang.
I mean, is Dylan going? Can Dylan go?
He may go whether invited or not.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, I haven't been there yet, but
looks like a good time.
I'd take a trip.
See, that's the guy that you have to watch out for. You have to keep an eye on him. Has anybody seen Dylan? You know, because he could, stray.
Yeah. Or he's either going to do that, or he's going to get in a quick 9 at, like, some course nearby.
Yeah. Well, it stays light until 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Paulie?
Yeah, I already checked the map. Sun comes up at 4:30 a.m. and goes down about 10:15 p.m.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. So we might be able to play golf, have some beverages. Or no, do the show, have beverages, and maybe go play golf.
Night session?
And get a full night's sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Heaven?
Yeah. That does sound pretty good.
I mean, what are we doing?
2 until 5 in the afternoon?
Why don't we just do this every day?
Maybe we move to Dublin full time. Okay, let me ask a real question here. Let's say we could do the show, but we had to be in Dublin for a year. We'll do a reality show based on this. You'll get a cost of living increase to go to Dublin. Who would want to go for a year? Seton?
Not even close. I already know my wife and son say yes to. Not even close.
Okay. Todd?
If the family was involved, I would do that.
Well, they have to be.
They don't have to be.
Well, would you go? What if your wife says, no, I'm going to stay because I'm a teacher? Would you go by yourself?
That would be difficult, but I think I would.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
You insane?
And I'd come visit for like maybe I can get a long weekend a few times to
No. No, she could come see you.
The kids are in college; they're not
home
anyway.
Yeah, your kids aren't even home. Yeah. And your wife doesn't want you around.
She really
empty
doesn't.
Nesters.
Marvin,
if the squad can come, I'm in.
Okay, so you and your son and your wife,
absolutely.
All right,
a year?
A year?
Okay, I'd do it.
Yeah, in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
In 2 seconds,
yeah, if
I'd
I
go.
Could, yeah, if I...
Easy.
If that came up, that opportunity... Let's see how it goes, first
What a life
of all.
Experience.
Okay, first of all, we don't even know if we're going.
No.
Okay.
I keep saying that.
We don't even know.
Seton goes, oh, I got dinner reservations. I go, no. Let's wait and see. I got breakfast places here. Yeah, there's late...
Uno Mas is a place. Fish shop. We got to check out... L. Mulligan Grocers, another place, dude. Buddy, I got this covered.
Oh man,
I got it covered. There's a soccer match on Friday night. We're all going to that too, right?
What's the soccer teams?
Bohemians, the Bows.
Those are the locals.
That's a local Dublin team. Yeah, they play in League of Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah, they're awesome. That's like Daly Mount Park. I want to say.
Do they tailgate?
I feel like Dublin is a tailgate.
Yes.
But I don't know.
Isn't the entire city a tailgate?
I don't think people... I don't know that they tailgate there because you usually... I don't know that a lot of people drive to games and stuff like that. Like, it's a lot of public transportation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, tailgating at soccer matches is more like you find the closest pubs in the area and then you walk over as a group. So it's like a moving tailgate.
Yes. So certain clubs will have certain bars that they go to.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the supporters usually march from like a bar to the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
In mass.
In mass.
Yeah. It's
usually singing.
Yeah.
Potentially fighting.
Yes. Hooligan in an inning. Andrew in Washington. Good morning, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a Tuesday trivia question and then a question for you, Dan. The Tuesday trivia question is, who's the only player in the top 30 points per game average for the 2022-23 season with less field goal attempts per game than Nikola Jokic?
This person averaged 30 or more but attempted fewer shots than the Joker did.
No, he was in the top 30 for players in points per game, but he's the only player that had less shots per game than Nikola Jokic, because Nikola Jokic is also in the top 30 points per game for the 2022-23 season. So who's the only player with less shots than him in the same group?
I'm going to go to Marvin. Marvin, who is your guess on this?
Jimmy Butler?
Blue.
Look at that.
Wow.
Bucket.
All right.
Nice job. Jimmy Buckets had 13.9 attempts per game. And, Dan, my question for you is this. Would you rather manage an AAU basketball team or manage a fantasy football team?
Oh, fantasy football. There's no parents involved in that. In a second, I would do fantasy football. And I would probably have a couple of teams. So I would say... And there's always that guy. You know, he's on my fantasy team. And then you realize he's got 6 fantasy teams. So he has everybody. You know, that defense is on my fantasy team. Like, oh, okay. All right. But no, never an AAU basketball team. Because then you're dealing with parents, spoiled kids. I want my shots. No. Did you play the game? You know, all of those things. I don't want any part of that. What a nightmare. My wife said, why don't you coach? And I go, do you hate me? Like, what? Why don't you ask me to officiate, be a referee or an umpire if you really hate me?
You know what? I actually do want to be a ref.
No, you don't.
I really do. No. I really do.
No. If I did, it would be for girls basketball really young and then be able to be a referee but also help them understand the game. You know, kind of guide them into loving the game, learning the game, and not having parents there, because that would be disaster. And I've been there. I've listened to it. And you're going, oh, my God, that little guy is 6 years old and his dad is yelling, you know, shoot, you got to get more shots off. Yes, yeah,
that's a, I want to do like an undercover documentary kind of thing where I go get my license to be a like a soccer ref or something, and then you just film people on the sidelines and just like the abuse that that officials take.
I was an
people are crazy.
I was an umpire, Little League Baseball, and I had a guy who would stand behind the fence when I'm calling balls and strikes, and he complained about everything. He stood there when his team was up. Or when, you know, the opposition was up. He complained about everything. And finally, I ran him one time. And I just said, hey, you're going. He goes, where am I going to? I said, your car. I said, I'm throwing you out of here. You don't have the authority. I said, I do, because I'll just say that this game is now forfeited. And he goes, you wouldn't do that. I said, yes, I would. And then, so his wife is... you know, pulling him to his car. He had a Pontiac GTO. And he's pulling him to his car. And I remember I could hear every, like, third word is effer. And I was like, all right, keep going. And it became even fainter, you know, like and I was like, okay, he's gone. And then we resumed the game. But, you know, you get done with the game, and then he came over to me, and he goes, my bad. I said, really? He goes, yeah, my bad. You know, you had some bad calls, but, you know, you weren't that bad.
Hey, like, that's nothing personal.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, okay. And the next time I came, he, you know, it's like, said, I don't want you behind home plate. All right? You got to be over there with your team. You want to say something to me? You can say something to me, but I don't want you over my shoulder. And then we never had another problem with that. I just remember he had this black GTO, Pontiac GTO.
Oh.
Yeah. In 1970.
You mess with him?
I you know, not really. You know, keyed his car. So. No, I didn't key his
Why
car.
Not?
No. Yes, Todd.
But he could volunteer his time, too. It's very easy to criticize someone else instead of just standing there behind the fence criticizing you.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
How about we take a break here? We'll come back. We got our poll question in the On Deck Circle right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my God!
The play, the play of the day.
Left side, got it.
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
It gets away from Rondo. Here comes Trout, and the Angels win it. Save the night to the White Sox for a wild pitch.
Speed for Trout, stolen base, scores off the wild pitch.
Courtesy of Bally Sports West, the Angels are the first team since 1974 to have their first two walk-off wins of a season coming via the wild pitch. That's pretty wild. Play of the day brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything earned doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants. You can see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Paulie, I don't know if you're openly rooting against the Angels, but it feels like you're obsessed with the Angels. Every single result, every game you come in with, closer to trading Shohei Ohtani to, okay, this might be a bad thing. If they make the playoffs, then they're going to have to re-sign Shohei Ohtani.
It's one of the more fascinating storylines of the baseball season. The Angels haven't been relevant forever. They're kind of relevant right now, not just because they have Trout and Ohtani, the fact that they're in contention-ish.
Yeah, no, they are.
But if they lost six games in a row or win six games in a row, it changes the entire direction of the next decade for them.
Well, first of all, win or lose, make the playoffs or not, they have to decide on Shohei Ohtani.
Right.
He has to decide. Does he look around and go, you know what, I can see the pieces here that we can make a run here in the next couple of years. Now can they spend $600 million on Shohei Ohtani?
Or does he and his agent look at the past 10 years of the franchise and say, this is an anomaly year, mostly because of me?
I know.
And remember, didn't they draft like 18 pitchers out of 18 irresponsibly in a draft recently?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be real fascinating to see if they win 10 out of their next 15 or lose 10 out of their next 15, what the trade deadline looks like.
I'd still go back to, I just, if I'm the GM or ownership, I just want to talk to his representative and say, give us an idea here, one way or another, because we can't let you walk for nothing. And, you know, you don't want to have a situation like Cleveland did 15 years ago with LeBron James. And by the way, the anniversary of the Cavaliers drafting, winning the lottery is this week. And you go back to that lottery and you're going, the Memphis Grizzlies with Jerry West as their GM, they had a 6% chance. They finished second. And then I thought, okay, I remember the draft order was LeBron, Darko to the Pistons, and then Melo to the Nuggets. And I'm thinking, what did the Pistons give up to get the second pick? Now, granted, they whiffed. Imagine if they'd taken Carmelo. If that Pistons team had Melo, they would have been dominating for quite some time. But they took Darko, and he washed out. But I was wondering, what did Memphis get from Detroit to give up the second pick overall? Because I don't remember it. I don't remember it being a landmark deal where they gave up X number of first-round picks or players or anything like that. And Jerry West, the shrewd businessman that he is, I'm assuming that they would have gotten something great in return. But I don't remember that. Is Otis Thorpe involved in the trade that allowed the Pistons to move up to number two in the draft?
Yeah, it was they traded him to the Pistons. There's Otis Thorpe, other considerations, and it was they basically got nothing out of it. They could have had Dwayne Wade. They could have
Wait, what does other considerations mean? Like, is I you moved up to number two in the draft. And granted, they whiffed on it because they took Darko Milicic. But you could have had Melo, D. Wade. I think Chris Bosh is in that. You know, you could have struck gold and not given up very much if Otis Thorpe and considerations.
Okay, I see how this worked. It was a trade from 97. The Pistons traded Otis Thorpe to the Vancouver Grizzlies for the 2003 first-round pick. It had to be enforced by the Pistons. Like, they could pick at what some window where they got it. So that year.
Oh, so Memphis. So Vancouver just moved to Memphis.
Yes.
And then they could enact that trade because they wanted the number two pick overall, and they could do it in that draft.
Number one protected, right? So they wouldn't have lost the pick if they would have. Memphis would have got up to number one, and they could have had LeBron.
Well, they didn't get that opportunity. So Detroit was taking.
Oh, because Detroit came in and
yes,
they enacted their right to take that pick.
Oh, so he missed out on both of them.
Yes.
Oh,
he missed out on everybody.
That's terrible.
I know.
That's terrible.
But imagine the city of Memphis if they get LeBron.
Do you think he would have played there?
Well, I was wondering about that. I think that's a great question. Would LeBron have forced Memphis's hand and said, I'm not going to play there?
Cleveland's a no-brainer.
Yes.
No-brainer.
Yes.
Knicks probably would have been a no-brainer.
Memphis, right? I think the Grizzlies had been there 1 or 2 years. And Jerry West came in and didn't have great success there. Yes, Todd?
So you would have had the King, Elvis Presley, and King James.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty impressive.
Give you a bloop there. All right.
Yeah, bloop.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
And LeBron, if he had gone to the Memphis Grizzlies, would not have joined a terrible team. They had Pau Gasol at age 23. They had Mike Miller at age 23. He was a nice player.
He could shoot.
Yeah.
He could shoot.
Shane Battier. They had a decent roster. I would say it was probably a tick better than the Cleveland roster.
Well, they had to be better than Cleveland.
I try to be friendly.
God. Man, I still go back to that Cleveland team that went to the NBA Finals against the Spurs. And I thought, the fact that they're here might be the greatest accomplishment of LeBron James' career. Because that team was not good. Not good. Yes, Marv.
That game, the 48 special, where he scored 29 out of 30, it was literally the Pistons were like, hey, we only have to stop this guy.
Yes.
And we couldn't stop this guy. You guys had one job.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to more phone calls coming up. Seton, by the way, the poll question for hour one, the results?
Yeah, we put up their aluminum bats in college baseball. Love them or hate them?
Yeah.
Right now, it's 53% hate them.
Okay.
It's pretty close, though.
I wonder how deceiving it is for an outfielder when you hear that bing. Because a lot of times you can hear the bat, the ball hit the bat, and then you can get a sense of, boy, that's going to be deep. It feels like every connection in college is bing. That could be gone. Timmy Kirkchin will join us coming up. Talk some NFL news. Coaches on the hot seat, including a coach that just got a contract extension. Have that for you, and we find out if we're going to Dublin.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.